Well, it looks like FBI Director Christopher Wray has reversed his previous decision not to comply with a congressional subpoena. According to House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, Wray has agreed to bring a subpoenaed document from the Biden family investigation to Capitol Hill for members of Congress to review. This only comes, though, after Wray was threatened with a potential contempt of Congress vote. Now, this is all about that document FD 1023. That document reportedly contains uncorroborated allegations that an informant provided the FBI with information about bribery allegations against then Vice President Joe Biden. The tip was reportedly given to the agency in June of 2020. The informant alleged that Joe Biden engaged in a bribery scheme to change U.S. policy in return for $5 million to his family's business. Congress found out about this after Senator Chuck Grassley was informed of it. Chairman Comer followed up with a subpoena. Last week, Ray indicated that he would not comply with the subpoena. Instead, he told lawmakers that they could come to the FBI and read it there. Now, in a statement to Just the News, the FBI responded by saying, quote, Director Ray offered to provide the committee's chairman and ranking member an opportunity to review information responsive to the subpoena in a secure manner to accommodate the committee, while protecting the confidentiality and safety of sources and important investigative sensitivities. The FBI has continually demonstrated its commitment, I almost laugh here, to working with the committee to accommodate its requests, from scheduling briefings and calls to now allowing the chair to review information in person. The FBI remains committed to cooperating with the committee in good faith. Now, FBI whistleblower Steve Friend responded to Ray's change of heart by saying, quote, charge Chris Ray with contempt anyways. And Steve Friend joins us now to discuss why he thinks Ray should be charged with contempt despite now complying with the subpoena. Steve is a fellow at the Center for Renewing America. He is also the FBI whistleblower behind the book, True Blue, My Journey from Beat Cop to Suspended FBI Whistleblower. The book is available next week. We're finally here, and you can pre-order it now on Amazon, though, to secure your copy. Thanks for being here, Steve. Okay, so why do you think that that Director Ray should be charged with contempt anyway? I'm interested in hearing this.
Well, we already have precedent for this. I mean, look what happened to Steve Bannon, who initially pushed back when he was subpoenaed by the January 6th committee, and then eventually said that he would arrive and then volunteered to come forward, and they charged him with contempt anyway and arrested him. Clearly, Christopher Wray missed the deadline last week. This is a separation of powers issue. The Congress has oversight responsibility for the FBI, and for him to essentially challenge that power and say that he was not going to comply with all their requests is a constitutional crisis for the most part, and he has to be held to account for that.
Let me ask you, because Ray said that he was okay with them coming to the bureau, the Comer and the ranking member, and viewing it in person at the bureau. Why that instead of just complying with the subpoena?
Well, I think he wants to control the environment. So it would be a situation where Representative Comer and I believe it's Jamie Raskin, the ranking members, would be able to enter an FBI space. There would be restrictions on their ability to have electronics available. They might even restrict their ability to take notes about that information. So the FBI is trying to prevent any sort of leak that would happen should this document be presented to Congress at Congress, where it's going to find its way into the hands of staffers and then essentially be leaked out to the media in a most advantageous way for whoever decides to do that. Unfortunately, though, hiding behind, and we need to dispel this whole we're going to protect sources and methods argument that Christopher Wray continues to hide behind. The fact of the matter is that the FBI makes it very clear to all confidential human sources that they will do their best to prevent their anonymity from being revealed, but can't guarantee it. And in the situation here where the Congress has oversight responsibility, the FBI is compelled by law to reveal that identity and reveal that information over to Congress.
They use the sources and method argument over and over, particularly during Russiagate, and we're going to get into that a bit more in just a moment. But I want to bring up something that former FBI Director James Comey went on MSNBC yesterday and said with a straight face that he's only supporting Joe Biden in 2024 because of this reason. Listen.
You were a Republican most of your life, but voted for, and you may still consider yourself one, but voted for Biden in 2020. Do you intend to vote for him again, or is there anyone on the Republican side you might consider if it's not Trump?
It has to be Joe Biden. And and I'm glad he's willing to serve. It has to be somebody committed to the rule of law, committed to the values of this country. And I'm not talking about policy. People can disagree about policy. There are things above those disagreements that all of us should think about the same way. The president must be someone who abides the law and our Constitution. And there's no one else but Joe Biden.
Steve, you were the bureau when Comey was a director. Was Comey just always this way, or has he become a hardcore leftist since he left the bureau? Because look how regular voters feel about Joe Biden. The majority of them think that he is involved with his son's business and is corrupt. That was in a Harvard-Harris poll. It's not, what people try to knock as conservative polling. So what do you make of this evolution of Comey?
Well, Jim Comey always had the reputation of being this ethical beyond all reproach. In fact, I have an ungood authority that his lieutenants around him were deemed and labeled the College of Cardinals. And he brought that whole approach and aura to the office of the director, and it has continued to outlive his tenure in that position. So now you have people who are in the utmost positions of leadership in the FBI who still have never taken a moment to look in the mirror and think, am I the bad guy? And clearly, Jim Comey has never had that thought across his head. I mean, here's a man who, while he was at the helm of the FBI, directed special agents to go and interview General Michael Flynn, the National Security Advisor, in the hopes that he would lack candor in some way so they could initiate a process crime investigation of him. Now, that is the stuff of secret police. That is, show me the man and I will show you the crime. Clearly, he is not an impartial, unbiased actor and never has been.
Yeah. And under his tenure, we can get back to that discussion over sources and methods. Senior reporter for Real Clear Investigations, Paul Sperry, tweeted this over the weekend saying, quote, the FBI omitted from FISA's key exculpatory information that senior Trump advisor Sam Clovis told undercover informant Halper, Stefan Halper, he knew nothing regarding WikiLeaks release or Russian interference, undercutting the FISA claims campaign coordinated WikiLeaks release. The FBI buried the recording. There's no transcript, no 302, and we don't get this information. They're always saying they're, protecting sources and methods, and now we know why, because they're covering up so often. Now, you know who Sam Clovis is and has a better understanding of this situation than most. So what can you tell us about what Sperry is reporting? And why is this significant, Steve?
Well, I'm a little bit familiar with Sam Clovis. He actually came from my area in Iowa when I was working there, and I was responsible for his background check, many portions of it, when the Trump team nominated him. But the problem here is exposed what the problem is with FISA. And that was established, that whole protocol was established after the church committees, and taken in good faith that people of utmost moral character would present a full, broad spectrum of all information and evidence that had been gleaned and learned to the court, and it would be left up to the court to decide to whether they're going to issue a warrant. And clearly here, the FBI is continuing to cherry pick information that it wants to present in order to get the ends that it wants, and hide information that could be derogatory to that and provide an impediment to that. So I think it's a further argument. It's another notch in the argument that we need to do away with the 702 renewal at the end of this year. And hopefully Congress will have some reason and bring us back to some semblance of sanity here.
Given what we learned from the church committee, you would think they'd have the foresight, that everyone had the foresight to know how this FISA process could get so abused. But, here we are. Real quick, because it is Pride Month and we have you here, we have to mention it. You posted this email that says the FBI will commemorate Pride Month with its director, Christopher Wray, tomorrow morning. I guess that's this morning. The event will address the importance of LGBTQ+ visibility in the government and healthcare industry. The FBI also tweeted this out. It says the FBI is celebrating Pride Month. I'm sure you still have friends within the Bureau. Steve, how do they feel about this, given all the other issues going on with the FBI?
It's just a disaster area. Everybody's completely unhappy with what's going on. That commemoration is going to be happening tomorrow on D-Day, when this nation should probably be honoring the brave young men that stormed the beaches of Normandy in order to conquer fascism. But instead, the FBI is going to be welcoming a Satanist and a cultist to speak, and it's going to be deemed to be a training that all FBI agents can check as one of their two mandatory diversity, equity, inclusion trainings for the year. This organization is clearly off the rails and needs to be brought back to actually doing the work of federal law enforcement.
All right. They're going to have that Biden official who has posted many pictures of himself with pentagrams and scantily clad, you know, paraphernalia. On Instagram. It's a real disgrace. I bet D-Day will only be a footnote for the Biden administration tomorrow, and that's the sad state of our country. But it's good to see you, Steve, friend, good patriot. And as a reminder, Steve's book, True Blue, My Journey from Beat Cop to Suspended FBI Whistleblower, is out next week. Yay, it's finally here, and you can pre-order it now on Amazon. Good to see you, Steve. Thanks, as always, for being with us.
Thank you, Emerald.